Okay, we got the Dave Portnoy Show brought to you by our friends at BetDSI. Gamble, gamble, gamble. I've been using them since my bookie died. So they came in handy. Not too often that you need a new bookie, but when your bookie dies or you can't pay, you need one. So whatever you're going to bet on, UFC, Rio Olympics obviously going on right now, Trump versus Clinton, football's around the corner, college football, people talking about left and right. BetDSI is who you want to go with. Use the code FATHER10, get a free $10. So again, that's FATHER10, FATHER10, you get free 10 bucks to play with. What would I bet on right now? I keep saying it. I don't think Trump's done. I really don't think Trump's done. The odds are going to be in your favor. That would probably still be my bet, or just probably MLB baseball since I'm a degenerate. All right, let's get into the calls. Today is going to be a power hour episode of the Rundown. I'm trying to think what new. I know people like little updates on Barstool stuff. We have hired a bunch of people. I think we hired a crew chief to run all the technology that should know what he's doing. We're on the verge of an office manager. I think we hired a finance guy. So things are happening. Things are cooking on the business side. The content side, nothing new since Chaps, who's fitting right in, always looking. So let's get right into the calls, a power hour style show. And I was just running from a meeting, so no preparation. You can ask whatever you want. I'll give you the real thing. Matt, what do you got? Let's go, power hour. Let's go. Let's do it.
Hey, Dave, recent grad of Michigan Go Blue. Originally from Detroit, and I'm been wondering this for a while. I'm a longtime reader. You see Detroit having four pro sports teams, and they've got two major college teams. What is the criteria, I guess, when you're choosing what kind of new city to hire a blogger? You would think that, I mean, obviously Detroit's got a bad name, media and everything, but they are pretty well represented in the sports world. I'm just curious, why hasn't a Detroit writer ever been hired?
Well, it's not because of what you just said. I actually had a Detroit guy that we tried out about 4 years ago who was pretty funny. I forget what happened to him, and to be honest, I forget the name of the blog. But it has nothing to do with what you just said. At this point, I'll hire anybody I think is funny anywhere, any place, any time. Clayton, what do you got?
Just first and foremost, just want to thank you for your big brain. And I got
you
questions.
Know what? Welcome. You're welcome, and we're off on a good foot here.
Thank you. First question I want to ask, do you have any specific stories that you want to tell, like getting over your head, like betting, gambling, like when you were younger?
No, not really. I mean, I think we've all been in over our head. I mean, the first time I was down $100, I was over my head. Then the next time I was down $500, I was over my head. Then when I was down, you know, $10,000, I was over my head. When I was down $50,000, I was over my head. Just the more money you make, you just get over your head. That's what gambling's all about.
Right. But, like, did anyone ever try to, like, come after you?
No, not really. I mean, the bookie I had for years, and the one who died, like, I had him forever. And, you know, it kind of got it to a joke. But the first time I owed him money, I worked at the Yankee Group. I had never spoken to him. I got him through my buddy. He called through the front desk and just showed up because he thought I was wasn't gonna pay. Not he also showed up in Boston. I mean at Barstool Milton. But I became kind of friends with him. So it was never like, oh, he's gonna kill me at any point like that.
Gotcha, yeah. It's always good to have that relationship with him so that doesn't happen. But second question is
no, you don't want to get murdered. What? Listen, rule one, you
right.
Don't want to get murdered.
Right. Second question is, what's going to be discussed with your sit-down with Rico Wednesday?
Great question. So we are having a sit-down, myself, Big Cat, Rico Bosco. I feel like it's going to be a scene out of The Godfather. I don't know where we're meeting, to be honest. It's his uncle's place in, like, the Bronx. I don't even know where we're meeting. I feel like, you know, that scene, they plant a gun in the toilet, you're losing people on the highway. My guess on Rico, I'm going to tell Rico, first of all, I don't know if Rico thinks we owe him an apology, Big Cat and I. I don't know if he thinks I'm going to beg to have him on the show. That's not going to happen. I think Rico is an electric character. He's very thin-skinned, and I'm probably going to say the same thing I've said to Rico 100 million times. I think you're great, Rico, but if you can't take having your balls busted, then you probably can't do what we can do. So we'll see what happens. Aaron, what do you got?
Yeah, so got a big first date coming up, and I was wondering what your best idea for a first date is.
Man, now or like back in the day? Like, what would I do now if I had a first date, or back in the day?
Say you're on Nantucket, you just met Renee, or you know, you're wherever, you meet Renee, you want to take her out on a first date. What are you doing?
I mean, you go out to dinner there, but the beach is such a good first date. I know it's day, but you're like drinking and playing games, and it's, you know, loosey-goosey environment. There's people around. When there's people around and I can start cracking jokes and have people like literally in stitches, everyone's like, who is this fucking guy who's so fucking funny? So as long as I can show off the sense of humor, that's what I always play to. If you're a peasant and you're not in Nantucket, this may sound lame. I was always a big mini golf guy. I think mini golf's a good first date. Little ice cream cone after, never hurt anybody. Jonas, what do you got?
Hey, Davey, we missed you up at Cisco today. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, you're not at Nantucket, you liar.
Just took the High Line back. How you doing, all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Question on levels as far as guys, like, I'm your age, right? So I was back in the place, you know, we watched the March Madness together. We were nothing, right? So as far as levels, as far as guys like us, now we're married, we got kids. We've been stoolies for 15 up in 17 years, but the new guys coming on the scene, when are we going to start breaking it down as far as, you know, this guy's a junior barstool guy, this guy's a mid-tier guy, this guy's a schlep, this guy's a high-end barstool guy. I'd like a little bit of kind of, you know, either like a stripe situation or a lieutenant type, you know, sergeant situation. What do you say, Dave?
All right, yeah. I mean, it took you a long time to get to the point there. For a long time, stoolie, for a veteran, you know that I probably get frustrated by people dragging their feet getting to the point of the question. But we are not Army style. We are more athlete style. And what I mean by that is, you know, I got a young hotshot coming in who throws 99 on the black and has a, you know, 12-6 curveball and a killer changeup. I don't care how fucking old that guy is. He's going to get moved to the start of the rotation. If I have an old guy who can't fucking like Rod shoot a back back in the day, who's still trying to bust 87-mile-per-hour fastballs, people who's getting taken to the moon every time, I don't care how old you are or how long you've been with us, then you move. You're not a captain. You're not a lieutenant. You're a foot soldier. So it's more athletics. That's what I've told Caleb 100 times. Listen, if you produce, you move up the ranks here. If you don't produce, you don't. It's not an age thing. It's a winning thing. So it's not as much the lieutenant, the colonel. It's who's producing, and that's how I judge people. So it's much more on the athlete side. Pete, what do you got?
Dave, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Good. Quick question. So I'm trying to envision how this whole new office move is going to work. My biggest curiosity is, are you going to be able to work?
What type of phone are you on? You sound terrible.
I'm on an iBerry.
All right, continue. I'll let that's a good answer.
Good. Anyway, so the new office. So are you? I just can't see you work. Are you just going to have a throne? Are you going to pimp out your office? Are you? Because I just don't think you're used to working in anything but the filth of your old desk.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, I haven't put a ton of thought into furniture. Most of it's equipped. There's two offices in this place. I have one of them. Erica has the other. And we have to buy our own furniture for that. Also, the main area where the sports bar is, we got to buy the couches and things of that nature. I'm going to encourage the guys to try to make it city-oriented. Like Dan, Big Cat, you bring in Chicago shit. Nate, you bring in your DMV shit. Smitty, your Philly shit. But I don't think about furniture. I'm not a furniture guy. I'll sit on what's there. I'm probably going to go some furniture shop, buy some shit real quick, not give it a lot of thought. But my stink, my filth, it'll spread quickly, and it'll feel like home quickly. Jake, what do you got?
Prez, first off, thanks for being the hero all us 5'10 guys need.
You're welcome.
My question is, if you were invited to a major golf pro-am, say like the Masters, U.S. Open, one of those, would you do it if Barstool Nate had to be your caddy?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. In fact, I'd love to make Nate my caddy. There is nothing I love more than having that old pipsqueak be my caddy. And I would never hand him the clubs I just drop them. Every time I'm done with a shot, just drop it. I don't even know that I'd say two words to them the whole time. Just drop my clubs, put rocks on the bottom of the bag, and see if all two of them could handle it. Steve, what do you got?
Hey, Dave, I just wanted to say big supporter of you exposing Roger Goodell for being equivalent to Hitler. But besides that, I just wanted to say, what's up with you, you know, kind of just milking this Harambe stuff, you know, kind of just making a lot of money off of Harambe's tragic death?
Well, if you go back in the annals of time, all right, and you go back to the Barstool rundown when we talked about Harambe's death, there was only one guy in this company. There was only one man in this company who instantly was appalled by it and said the kid deserved to die 100 out of 100 times before Harambe. That was me. I said that before I knew I was going to be making tens of thousands of dollars on tie-dye Harambe shirts and releasing new Harambe stuff every single day. That was me who said, if you're a parent and you let your kid escape into the, into the gorilla pen, then you, not only does your kid deserve to die, which Harambe wasn't even going to kill him, but the
which
parents
totally
deserve to die.
With. I agree with.
So I said that back in the time. So don't tell me I'm milking. I was on the front line.
KFC's
like, oh, wait till you have kids. Your kids will sneak into the gorilla pen. I said, no fucking chance. That kid deserved to get his fucking face mauled off. So don't tell me that now I'm milking it unceremoniously. It's not my fault I make money on things I believe in. Harambe, I believe in it. Goodell, I believe in it. Free Brady, I believe in it. It's not my fault I make money on causes that I believe in. Maybe it's because I'm so adamant about the causes I believe in, and I lead the charge, and I'm always out front that people want to get behind me. That last caller from like 5 minutes ago who's like, who's your lieutenant? Who's your captain? Who are your general? I'm all three. I may be the first guy in the history of guys. You know how like hockey sweaters have C's on it? I may have a C, a G, and an L for those three things, all on my shirts. So don't tell me that I'm milking something unfairly. Buy a shirt, be happy we sell them, and be happy it's authentic. Bernie, what's up?
Hey, David. Been waiting to talk to you for a while now. I'm wondering what little Davey Pageview's first job was, and how did you get fired? Because we all know you got fired.
No, I was a paper route guy. Are you talking like when you were a little kid?
Let's go beyond that. Like, you know, high school level. What were you up to?
I wasn't doing
you
jobs.
Weren't a paper route.
I was hitting home runs in high school. I didn't have an after school job.
All right. What was the first job you had then, like besides the paper route? College after college? Who was paying for all your bills?
I did
Mommy
work
and daddy
in the
boy?
I worked in the law school quad at Michigan slinging bagels in college. Does that count? And then I became like Santa Claus at the end of the shift because I'd bring back to the dorm all the bagels that went uneaten. Is that qualify?
Yeah, I guess it qualifies. But have you ever been fired from a job? It's also something I wonder. Because I know if you're a minion, you're just thinking ways to stab your boss in the back and take his position. So did anyone catch on to that?
No, I did get fired after Yankee Group. I worked at another job for about 6 months, and at that job, I just planned out Barstool, and then they fired me, and that was it. So, but no, not really. I mean, I didn't even try. That guy was afraid to fire me. I literally sat there, and I did a sales job. I didn't pick up the phone once. I was just thinking about Barstool I was literally making sales calls to like gambling places, being like, you want to advertise in my newspaper? But I'm an intimidating guy. When he looked me in the eye, he knew he didn't want to mess with me. Finally, he was super apologetic, too. It's like, dude, I've been waiting for this the whole time. Now I can go. Amin. Is this a real name? Amin?
Yeah, what's up, Brad? How's it going?
What kind of name is that? Amin.
It's like a little bit Lebanese.
Okay. Fair
point. Like it?
It's just weird. I was just asking. I never heard of an Amin. Anyways, what do you got?
Anyways, yeah, so I hear you're a big Cisco brewing guy.
Yeah, I like the brewery. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, so quick question. So for $15 million and for them to name a beer after you, would you titty fuck Donald Trump while Calvin Harris delicately rubs your nipples from behind? But keep in mind, you're very coked out and unlikely to remember this the next morning, and Tom Brady and Pedro Martinez are watching.
I mean, that's just such a fucking stupid question from a guy named Amin that I'm not even going to dig. I mean, I hate, like, I don't, okay, I like these what-if questions, but I hate stupid what-if questions. It's such a fine line. That was stupid. Oh, I almost, what did I do right there? Mo, what do you got?
Hey, Dave, big fan. A couple weeks ago on the rundown, you talked about something with Mike Posner and how you hate him because something happened with Barstool back in the day. I was kind of curious what exactly happened.
Okay, so I'm going to try to keep this super brief. We did the first music tour we did. It was called Stoolapalooza, Sam Adams. We paid him $20,000 to do 6 venues in New England. Smash hit, sold out everything, made a decent amount of money. Sam blew up. And at that time, it was more money than anything we'd ever made all through this concert tour, which we didn't even plan out. So the brain, the big old brain, starts turning. You start getting the mice in the unicycle thing, and the brain is going 1,000,000 miles per hour. It's like, hey, we did the Sam Adams thing. He was a relative unknown. We were selling thousands of tickets. I'm now going to pay for talent. So this is right about the time Posner had that song, You Think You're Cooler Than Me, right? It was a big hit. So
right.
He had that, and he headlined the tour that also include Mac Miller, Wale, White Panda, and I think that was it. So we put them all together for a tour called Back to Stool featuring Posner. I went from paying $20,000 for 6 shows to $100,000 a show for like 10. So it was a lot of fucking money. This cat Posner didn't mention the fucking tour once. We sold the same amount of tickets, if not less, than we did with Sam Adams. And I want to take this guy and I want to choke his brains out because he didn't give a fuck about actually helping promote the tour that he was the headliner of. So since that day, I fucking hated him like poison. Tom, what do you got?
Hey, Dave, this is Period Blood. Hey, my question centers around when you first started Barstool. I imagine you didn't have an income at that time, so how did you stay afloat? What was your living situation? And then how long did it take to actually start generating income?
Okay, so I kind of alluded to a little bit. So I moved home, first of all. That's what I did when I started Barstool. But I sold ads for 6 months at that company I referenced earlier, the sales job. So when Barstool launched, I had Party Poker, The Greek, another offshore place. I had them all under year contracts before the paper ever hit the streets. So I had advertising built in. I lived at home, so I wouldn't have to pay rent. I was up at 5 a.m. handing the paper out at T stations every day. And then I'd go back at 4 p.m. to catch the late commute. And I just called up people and tried to get ads. I had enough ads sold for the first year where we could stay afloat. By the end of the first year, the paper had started morphing. I kind of found out what worked a little bit and started getting local advertisers involved. But it was always a one-man show. I mean, I wrote all the articles. I delivered the papers myself. The only thing I had was the cost to print them, really, and the news racks in the beginning. So as long as I could get the ads to offset it, I could make it. I wasn't making great money, but I had enough, and I was so, running the ship so leanly that I was able to survive and figure it out. But I never dreamed it would become what it is now. I still remember when I got my first $20,000 ad buy from Party Poker. I thought it was fucking rich. I took my family out. I'm like, oh, this may work. Never dreamed I'd be sitting on piles of money, millions upon millions now, house in Nantucket. Never dreamed that would happen. I'm happy it did. Percy, what do you got?
All right. First off, this people push back on like your ISIS take, it blows my fucking mind. I mean,
I didn't even realize till the rundown today that people were pushing back on that because I don't read the comment section. And that was one of the, that's not even a take. That's the truth.
I think it's just the fucking truth. It's 1,000% the truth. And it just makes me, I got this observation. People are saying turning, making you soft. Maybe some of the stories are getting a little soft. I don't know. In Milk and Harari, look, if he's dead, money can be made. That's a stupid question. Anyway, Nardini in The Office, is she going to be like content-based or like in the shadows? Like,
no, she's definitely not content. I mean, she's doing more than I thought. People seem to like to hear from her. I'll have her on my podcast time to time for sure. And she's funny, but she's there to fucking run this business, to get this business tipped off. She is not hired for content, no.
Well, yeah, obviously, but I meant, like, is she going to be on, like, camera or whatnot, like, when everyone's
I mean,
like,
we won't purposely avoid her. She happens to be in the shadows and is on camera, fine. But, I mean, she wasn't hired for content. She really has nothing to do with the content, but we won't avoid it. She's clearly fine with it, but it's like we're not going to be like, hey, be funny, Erica. Ryan, what do you got?
Hey, what up, Prez? See you rocking that new Jordan gear. How do you think the Big Ten is going to play out this year?
You know, are you a Michigan guy?
Michigan State guy.
Oh. I mean, people are picking Michigan, my Michigan, not little brother, to go to the playoffs. It makes me nervous because, I mean, Ohio State's still really good. I don't care about you guys, but I hate Ohio State, but we gotta prove we can beat Ohio State. If I was an Ohio State guy, everyone's picking Michigan, I would kind of be like, what planet are you on? Because we haven't beaten them in about 100 years. I'm glad everyone's saying it, and we're getting there. Harbaugh's going to win a national title. That's a fact. That's like saying it'll get dark tonight. Is it this year? Next year? When's it going to turn? I'm not really sure. Doug, what do you got?
Dave, congratulations on the absolutely dominant hire of PFT. I'm curious as to where you see his role in the Empire expanding. Obviously, part of my take is awesome content. Go Pat, that's all I got. Thanks.
Yeah, well, I mean, PFT is, I mean, obviously part of my take's a huge part of Barstool right now. Very popular, bringing new eyes to it. He's a huge part of it. Him and Big Cat are a perfect team. That show will probably become more prevalent when we move to the office. And I, you know, we'll have to ask PFT. He has an open invite on the show. He knows that. I have invited him on. And eventually he will be on. And, you know, the more he wants to do, the merrier. It's an open door. Anyone can do whatever they want. But he's already working his ass off. So he's a huge part of things now. Noah, what do you got?
Hey, Prez. Had a couple questions. I was wondering, how is Caleb going to be used moving forward with the new office? I'm a big fan of his podcast, so I was just wondering what he's going to be doing moving forward.
Did you listen to his podcast today?
Yeah, I did.
Did he say he didn't work hard today in the podcast? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that probably wasn't the best. When the new CEO of the company comes up to you and is like, why isn't Caleb working hard? And my question is like, who said he's not working hard? And the answer is Caleb said he's not working hard. That's tough. That's probably not the thing you want to be saying on your podcast. I love Caleb. I am probably the biggest Caleb fan in the company. When he moves to New York, I will be assigning a lot more things for him to go out and cover and make videos of, because we do not want Caleb openly saying he doesn't work hard. I think the sky's the limit for Caleb. I actually love his podcast. I love his interview style. Can't have my guys saying they don't work hard. Not what we're looking for. Phil, what do you got?
Yeah, what's going on? So what's going on with Cutler? Is he still cool with the program, or, you know, Cutler from the Bears, or is he still, what's going
He's
on with that?
Cool with me. I don't. Yeah, no, I'm a Jay guy. It always gets a little bit hairy when you live in the city, so I don't know what the same city as your guys. Like, I don't know what him and Big Cat's relationship is. It's like me a lot with a lot of the Boston athletes. You know, like Gronk hates me, Edelman hates me. It's a little weird when you live in the city because you start covering them and saying things and they're in there. Whereas if it's not in your city and you don't have to cover them every day, it's really easy to remain friends. Owen, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, Prez? I'm trying to save you a little bit of money. So you're getting screwed by PayPal. And I've been messaging your guy, Lewis, here at the office, and he's always been on. Apparently, he's working hard, harder than Caleb, at least, because he's telling me he's got meeting here and meeting there. And so I've been trying to, like, reach the people at the top, trying to find out what's really going on, because I know each one of those Harambe koozies you're selling and each one of those Harambe shirts you're selling, you're losing little and little and little bit on each one of those, and I'm trying to get that new house for you, not in Nantucket, maybe in Florida, wherever you're trying to go. Probably not, like, anywhere near New York, but...
Are you pitching me? Is this like a sales call?
This is not just a sales call. I'm a student.
But is it a sales call? Is it a sales call? If I'm interested, would you work for a company that theoretically could take our business?
when I work for a company that would take your business.
If I said I'm interested in what you have to say, would you handle our business?
Yeah, absolutely. I would handle your business.
That's a fucking sales call, dude. We don't do sales calls on this show, and I don't do business with people who would think I'd buy a second house in Florida, of all places. I'd buy another fucking house in Nantucket. Luke, what do you got?
Hi, how are you? So, back in May, I'm sitting at the school lunch table, you know, just filled with hatred. So people, this question arises with my friends. They say, you pick one celebrity, you get 24 hours with them. Who would it be? I say Justin Bieber. All of a sudden, they all turn to bullies. They're not my friends anymore. They call me a fucking faggot. And I said, you bastards, one day I'm going to talk to Prez, and I know he's going to back me up. And I was hoping that that's still true in my head.
So are we saying male or female?
Male. All male.
Oh, yeah. Bieber's a home run. I mean, it depends what you want to do. You're going to get a lot of flow off. I don't know. One day, I'm not going to kill you for that. I'd love to spend a day with Brady because for one day, just one day, I can live without trying to get laid. Like, you're hanging out with Bieber to try to get laid. That's the only reason I hang out with Bieber, right? Brady, I just like to, like, pick his brain and talk to him and be like, yeah, I hung out with Brady. I'll be honest. I hung out with Belichick. If I hadn't already done that, he'd probably be my number one. Like, I was in heaven hanging out with Belichick. But it is that answer. Are you just trying to get laid? You're not going to get laid by the chick Bieber's nailing, but you'll fuck somebody who just is so desperate because they didn't hook up with him. I'm never going to kill somebody for saying Bieber. For me, I'd probably go people I actually like, you know, Belichick, Brady, that type of thing. Nomar, maybe. Daniel, what do you got?
What's up, Prez?
Nothing.
Prez?
Callers, you don't have to ask me that. Everyone asks me that. That's the one thing Rico Bosco said. What's up, Prez? I'm doing this show. You're going to get right into the question.
All right. I got a question about the AVN Awards. If you could send somebody else instead of you to go back, would it be Caleb, Nate, or the king himself, Pirate Simon? Thanks.
I think it would have to be Caleb. He's the only one who could handle it. I'm sure it'd be very funny. That's kind of an easy one. Nate would probably cum himself in a second. Steve?
Prez, young Jerry Thornton from a few weeks ago. My question is, if you could shoot up any steroids you wanted to, how many home runs do you think you'd get in the MLB?
If I did steroids, played 162 games, I would probably hit 30 home runs. I don't know what my average would be. But if I was juicing and you had to play me in every game, I hit 30 home runs. Max, what do you got?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm fucking good, Max.
Yeah, I know. First of all, I wanted to say I'm your biological son. And second point, you're like Nantucket living and everything and wherever else you go. And you're living large, right? But you say you're by the common man, for the common man. I want you to explain yourself right now.
Yeah, well, when I invented this company and invented that as a tagline, I was moving home and making fucking 5 cents. And then I was a peasant just like you. And then the company took off and I got rich and I'm no longer the common man. I'm way above the common man. I still have common man sentimentalities, but clearly my W-2 says I am not a common man. That's not mine. And it's a W-9 or W-2. That's why I'm the common man. How many common men who are making well into seven figures don't even know if it's a W-2 or a W-9? Chris, what do you got? What is it? Is W-2 the oil and W-9 is the thing? I don't even know. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, Prez, I just want to make a comment on that guy calling earlier from what would be the best date. I think you got to go with the track. I mean, nothing beats the track. You proved it. Last race, Saratoga, you killed it. My real question is, would you ever consider buying a horse and naming it Harambe?
Yes, I would certainly consider naming it Harambe. And Chris, the track question, sort of agree. The track is one of the great, though, mismatch. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Suffolk Downs, worst date in the history of dates. You take a chick on your first date to Suffolk Downs, you're not getting a second date. You take her to Saratoga, you are. You take her maybe to Keeneland, you are. You take her to fucking Aqueduct, she's never going to talk to you again. So it depends what track, because there is no bigger disparity between good time, bad time, fun people, low lives, rich people, disgusting people, then the trap. So you got to pick your spots. Joey, what do you got?
Dave, how's it going? Would
good.
You rather bang 10 for the rest of your life, but you're in the pitch dark, you can't see shit? Or would you rather bang 7 with the lights on, perfect visuals?
10. I get to see them when I'm not fucking them, right?
Yeah, but, you know, men are visual creatures. Like, you want to be able to see
no,
everything.
No, dude, are you kidding me?
A big part
I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm mental. I get a picture of a 10. I don't care. Fucking turn the lights off. I know what's happening. Ambrose, what do you got? That was an easy
one,
by the way. Anyone who would pick the 7 there is fucking a gay ball.
What's up, Prez? I was wondering if you actually have like real beef with Bill Simmons, or is that just because he's on your Boston Square? What's going on with that between you two?
No, nothing special happened. Yeah, no, it's real beef. It's old. It's long. I've probably told it multiple times. I'll try to do it real quick, but it's a real beef. So back in the newspaper days, I tried to contact Simmons about a million times aggressively. Like, I actually was going to ask him if he wanted equity in Barstool. It was stupid. Like, you write an article, Bill, once a week, I'll give you part ownership of the company. I get that he didn't get back to me because who am I? Then we started to grow, and I just wanted an interview with the dude. Wouldn't give me the time of day. This is when he went to, like, Kimmel or ESPN. I forget the sequence. He finally said, okay, I'll do an interview with you. I sent him the questions, and then he basically said he wasn't going to do it anymore because he didn't want too much media exposure when he was literally doing interviews with every fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry. Pissed me off. We wrote something about it that basically said, hey, I really idolize this guy's writing for a long time. It's disappointing to kind of see that he's being a little bit of a prick. And then he got super thin skin, cried about it, and that was the beginning of it. And then he tried to repair the relationship once Barstool blew up, because I think he started seeing we were taking over as the face of Boston, and it wasn't the best look for him not to get along with us, but it was never truly repaired. I don't really give a fuck anymore. I don't know if he does. I've heard that the Grapevine is really a thin-skinned dude, and the main thing I've always said about Simmons, which is the truth, better writer than I am, if you want to go out and have a beer, there's nobody on the planet who would rather drink with Bill Simmons than me. That's a fact. Patrick, what do you got?
Hey, Dave. You have the chance to beat Goodell's ass for with no repercussions, but the only thing is you have to give up all the profit you've made on Goodell shit that you sold. Would you do it? And what would you do?
No-brainer. Yep, no-brainer. I'd do it. I thought you were going to say everything I made with Barstool. No chance I would do that. I just had to give back the Goodell money, but I could literally, like, murder him. Easiest thing I'd ever do. Ryan, what do you got?
Two things, Dave. First, the guy kind of stole my thunder on the Simmons thing. I was going to ask if he called you and said or asked you to be a guest on any given Wednesday, would you do it? Yeah, basically, first, would you do it?
Yes.
That's all right. The second thing
I reached out. Listen, I reached out to Simmons. I reached out to Simmons to do a home and home for me to go on his podcast and him come on mine. He never got back to me. I just go on his. By the way, if he thought I was just using him for ranking, he just ignores me. I've heard that he really, really fucking hates me, which is fine. I don't really give a fuck. Dan, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, Prez? Quick question. Have you ever considered wearing cargo shorts to the tracks, you know, so you can carry everything you need to leaving?
Yeah, the thing is, where I sit, it's a fancy section, so you got to wear a sport coat. I guess sport coat and cargo pants would be a pretty interesting look. I actually love looking good at the track. It's one of my, like, I don't know what that means about me. It's the only time I dress up. In fact, I had a funeral I had to go to like 2 weeks ago, and all my outfits were like bright and fucking so fashion forward, I couldn't wear it to the funeral because I would have looked like a douchebag. So as much as, you know, it's a conflict of interest when you're winning $15,000 on a $50 try box and you don't have enough pockets for your money, that's the only time that's ever happened to me. I know at least I can control looking good. I can't guarantee I'm going to have that score every time. Nolan, what do you got?
Yeah, hey, Prez. I was just wondering, if Garoppolo doesn't work out in the first couple of games, you think that guy from NC State's got any shot of getting in there and doing anything good?
Fair question. Brissett? I mean, I think he's pretty good. Yeah, I could see if Garoppolo was absolutely fucking horrible, that could happen. I don't think that'll be the case, but I don't – If Garoppolo absolutely stinks up the building, I could see it happening. Yeah, I could see that happening. Tom, what do you got?
Hey, Prez, love what you're doing, man. My question is, what's going to be the new rundown style? Is it going to be like TMZ where everybody discusses the topic, who's in the office?
No, it'll still be the main three guys. Now, whether we sit on the couch, whether I'm standing and they aren't, we'd like to mix in a girl, actually, if we can find the right girl. But it will sort of have the TMZ vibe, but we're not going to let, again, Nate just get in there and give long, slow-winded rants out of the clouds. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, Dave. So you're in a room with a gun. You're with Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and Renee Portnoy. You got two bullets. Can't kill yourself. Who are you killing?
So I got to kill two out of the three people?
Two out of the three, Bill, Tom, and Renee.
Well, I mean, I'm going to kill Bill and Tom because they don't listen to this podcast. I got a feeling the third person on that list does. Brian, what do you got?
Hey, Dave. First time stoolie, man, I got into it with Pardon My Take, and I was just going to ask you, like, I've been binge-watching y'all's old videos, but, like, some of them aren't even on YouTube, and then when I try to, like, look at Google and try to find them, like, Andy Roddick Part 2 isn't even on there, and I just, you know, I'm left hanging, you know, whether y'all beat, you and Big Cat beat Andy Roddick in tennis.
No, we didn't beat him in tennis, but then he played me in with a frying pan. Was that on Part 1 or Part 2?
It must have been on Part 2. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he picked up a frying pan, and I whooped his ass that time. Yeah, that's DevNest. Well, you're a new stoolie, so we had this experiment where we brought in all these tech guys for like a year. They rebuilt the site and then just deleted everything. That was the DevNest era. That was the rapture. I think stoolies call that the rapture. That's pretty much what happened. George, what do you got?
What up, Prez? Just kind of like how the guy was talking about Andy Roddick. I got in a bar stool in like February. I was trying to binge watch this stuff. I found some stuff on YouTube. When you guys come out with the new website, is there going to be a way to go back on articles from 2-3 years ago?
From the rapture, when I was off the lead. You'd hope so. You'd friggin' hope so. But I don't know. I'm not a tech guy. That's why we hired people. I don't know. Adler, what do you got?
Hey, I just had a simple question here. Do you think it'd be common courtesy for Roger Goodell to lube us up before he fucks us and cancel the first preseason game? Because I had to go through 6 months of watching Hillary Clinton lie to us, and I just wanted to watch some goddamn football. Thanks. I'm out.
That wasn't even a question. Connor, what do you got?
Dave, now you guys got churning. What does Spags do besides write BuzzFeed blogs?
Fair question. You have to ask Spags. Last one here. Patrick, what do you got?
Hey, Prez, big fan. My question is, what do you think the song was that Michael Phelps was making those weird-ass faces to the other night?
Had to be Metallica, Enter Light. Exit Sam and Enter Light, the no-brainer. All right, that's the rundown. No, it's not the rundown. First, that's the podcast. That's the Dave Portnoy show. And Hero Ball, because I am very hungry. All right, talk to you later. Bye.